Carrying few belongings, the mothers and children of these families who live in high-risk areas close to the Nevado del Ruiz volcano are reluctantly heeding the government's call to evacuate.
Obviously, you get scared, especially with the kids. My husband on his own has more ways of saving himself than if we were all here. So I guess it's better to leave to make sure nothing happens to them.
Local authorities are offering transportation and food to convince them to leave, but their husbands say they're staying put to protect their cattle and crops.
I can't leave from one day to the other and abandon everything. Who milks the cows? What happens to our investments? I understand there's an alert, but we don't really know what will happen.
Roughly 57,000 people live in the shadows of the Nevado del Ruiz volcano that seems to be gearing up for a major eruption. Since March 31st, authorities have reported a spike in seismic activity within its snow-capped peak, from 50 tremors a day to an average of 6,000 or more. Colombia's Geological Service issued an orange alert, meaning an eruption could happen in days or weeks, and the government called for the immediate evacuation of 2,500 people in a 15 kilometers radius of the volcano. But the mayor of one of the surrounding towns tells us it has been difficult.
It's easy to issue an order from the capital, but the reality on the ground is different. We are pressured by the central government to get people out, but they don't understand how complicated our reality is. We need more incentives.
Authorities are on the edge since the volcano was responsible for the country's deadliest natural disaster 37 years ago.
This canyon was the result of the 1985 eruption when a gigantic landslide of mud and rocks traveled for more than 50 kilometers, wiping out completely the town of Armero and killing 25,000 people.
At the time, no one expected such a disastrous explosion and no one was notified quickly enough. The Colombian government says it's serious about avoiding a repetition of the past, saying it might issue more stringent evacuation measures if necessary. Those leaving now just hope to safely be able to come back to their loved ones and their lives. Alessandro Ampietti, Al Jazeera, Nevado del Ruiz, Colombia.